Forget the slideshow, Mike. Just I had gone through and just put together a little slideshow. Here it is. But we're not going to do that. It just makes things too complicated for Mike up there right now while we figure out how things work. But things get complicated when things aren't going the way they're expected to go. And when the Pharisees saw Jesus having dinner with these people who were classified as sinners, tax collectors, you know, the people who rob you for money. How many of you like, are in favor of tax collectors? Like them a lot, you know. Yeah. We need them. We need people to collect our taxes. But very few of us really enjoy the process of giving over our money to the tax collector. Now, you have to remember in the time that we're talking about here, tax collection wasn't done the way it is in the U.S., where it was heavily regulated. The tax collector was basically told to make sure he was told to get at least this much money out of this area worth of people. Well, the tax collector could keep whatever he collected above and beyond that. So they would use whatever means they could to get a little extra money because that's where their salary came from. So they weren't somebody who was liked. They weren't one of those people groups that everybody was enamored with. So being called a tax collector, being a sinner is bad enough. Being called a tax collector is worse than being called a sinner. Okay? This is this part of society that nice people didn't associate with. Yet here was the teacher, Jesus, sitting down with his disciples, not only with a tax collector, but with a bunch of tax collectors and their friends. Well, who's going to be friends with somebody who's at the bottom of society, somebody who is considered a sinner? Well, other sinners. That's who they hung out with. Who do you hang out with? People like you. Who do you think they hung out with? People like them. From their group of people? That group. These two weren't supposed to mix. Because Jesus was indeed and is indeed holy, but their picture of holy meant that he shouldn't be associating with them. Because holy does indeed mean to be set apart for God. But you see, Jesus was set apart for God for the purpose of bringing those who aren't holy to him. So that's what Jesus is doing there. Now he is at this dinner party. And in Revelations it talks about the dinner party. And also in Matthew and Mark and other parts of the gospel, Jesus talks about the dinner party that's going to be happening at the end times. That we come before the banquet table. Come before God. And when we come to see Him, He's going to have this banquet set out for all of us to participate in. And that's for all who come to Him. Not just the select few. But you see, these Pharisees were looking and saying, these people don't belong. Where Jesus was saying, yes, indeed, they do. See, I didn't come for those who aren't sinners. I came for those who are. Now, the interesting thing here is that there were a group of those people here who then thought, well, then you're not talking to me. But the truth of the matter is, he was. Because we are indeed all sinners. Everyone's a sinner. So Jesus did show up for everybody. But some of us don't feel that he did or don't feel that need. But what you'll find is that those who see that they themselves are sinners recognize the lostness of their self, their own nature. Those people very much appreciated what Jesus did. Now, when Jesus went to Levi's house and went to this dinner party, who was he expecting Levi to invite to this party? Those who were lost. Those who didn't know him. those who needed to know Him. That's why He had the dinner party. That's why we're having Alpha. So that those who don't know the Lord can come to know Him. Because Jesus sat down and had supper with these sinners, because before He could write the relationship between them and God, He had to first build some sort of relationship. They had to know that He cared. They had to know that He loved them, cared for them for who they are, and that He would receive them just as the way they were right then and there. Now, by them receiving Him, that would change them. Okay, when we receive Jesus in our lives, yes, we're still fallen creatures, but now we're forgiven. It changes us dramatically. We go from being just a fallen being to being one that is not just fallen, but better than that, we are now forgiven and under grace. But that doesn't come unless we receive Christ into our hearts. And we can't do that unless we build a relationship. And that's what Jesus did. That's why He went to that dinner party. To build a relationship with these people. So He could show them, I came here for you. I love you. I have something for you. I have something here that will help you. So that's why He came. He didn't want an empty dinner table. He didn't want that banquet table in heaven to be empty. He didn't want just one or two people to be there. He wanted it packed, full. The banquet table in heaven is not to be a place of scarcity, whether neither scarcity of food nor scarcity of people. It is going to be a party beyond all parties. It's going to be full. And it's going to be the whole body together. It's not just one by themselves, but it's the body of Christ together. No matter where they came from. Jesus loves us all the same. Now, He didn't come for the healthy, because the healthy don't need a doctor. But again, we need to remember that there isn't anybody who is indeed fully healthy without Christ. If they're without Christ, they're not. So who can you invite to Alpha? Well, you can go yourself, because I don't know about you, but I can always feel better. I always get healthier, get to know God more. Whether you've known Jesus for 1 year, 80 years, or never even met Him, you can come. Just as you could have gone to that dinner party at Levi's house. You can come to Alpha. And when we go there, we'll learn about Jesus and His love. Find out how it is He wants us to be with Him for all of eternity, and how He wants to be part of our lives on a day-to-day basis. Each and every day. So, what about those who are antagonistic? Well, we see here we even had the Pharisees there who were antagonistic toward Jesus right there, what He was doing. He didn't ask that they be kicked out of the dinner party. He let them stay. And told them why He was there. He said, I'm here for those who are sick, those who don't know God. I have not come for the righteous but sinners. Because He realized that if these people took a good look at themselves and took a good look at the Scriptures, which they knew, they would see themselves reflected in it and recognize their own lost nature. So He didn't kick them out of the party. He didn't kick them out of that dinner party. He let them stay. And some of them were indeed led to Christ. Not all of them. But some of them. And some is certainly more than none. So I'm just going to encourage you to invite your friends, your neighbors, your family members, anybody. Don't invite 30 people and just throw in all the invitations. And I would rather have you ask one person to go and I'll pick you up and I'll bring you to dinner. It's just going to be a couple hours. We'll have dinner at 7:00. We'll see a video, and then you can go home. And during that, we'll make the invitation to come for the rest of the offer the next week. If they want to come, they can. If they don't, they won't. Just as Jesus put out the invitation. See, you can't force somebody to be a Christian. They have to make that conscious decision themselves that they want to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. But they can't do that if they don't know who He is. If they haven't had a chance to meet Him. That's why the tax collectors and sinners were at dinner with Jesus, so that they could get to know Him. And then they could receive Jesus. That's why you can bring your friends, your family, whomever you know, to Alpha. Because that's who they're going to meet at Alpha, is Jesus. And they'll have an opportunity to make that decision whether or not they want to receive Him for their life or not. But just as Jesus didn't force Himself on them at that dinner party, they won't be forced at Alpha. That's all it is a dinner party with Jesus where the instruction is there. They can listen to the teacher intently. And the message of Jesus will be presented. And then they'll have a chance to talk. Just as these Pharisees talked. And they ask questions. And Jesus will respond. Sometimes He'll use somebody in the group. Sometimes He'll speak to them quietly at home. In their own mind. But trust me, Jesus does answer when you ask Him a question. Because asking Jesus a question is prayer. And the Lord does answer prayer. So it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners. Jesus wants a full party in those last days. He wants the banqueting tables to be crowded with people. And it's our job to help extend the invitation. So let's be about what the Lord would have us to do. Let us remember that the Lord came here for you and for me. But He also wants our friends and our neighbors. Let's pray. Father, we come before You today and we thank You for Your blessings. Lord, we thank You for Your Word that You have shown us Your love. Lord, that You've given us example of how we can minister to others. Lord, we thank You that we don't have to come up with brand new schemes and ideas all on our own, but if we just look at Scripture, You show us how to lead lost ones to Yourself. Just do the same things You did. Fellowship with those who are lost. Listen to what they have to say. Present the truth honestly, yet in love. And then just give them the opportunity to receive. Lord, help us to do that. Individually and as a body. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.